Hello, and welcome to the Christmas edition of Hot Pipes. Deck the Halls, a traditional Christmas carol with George Wright at the Wurlitzer in his South Pasadena studio, open this Christmas weekend show of Hot Pipes. And indeed, a very Merry Christmas to you all from me, Steve Ashley. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Meredith Wilson's 1951 addition to the seasonal repertoire, played there by the other doyen of theatre pipes, Jessie Crawford, on the Robert Borden in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, California. Tom Hazelton now tells us that Santa Claus is coming to town, helped by the Kimball in Dickinson High School, Wilmington, Delaware. Phil Kelso and the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer with a Christmas hit from 1952, I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus, taken from a Crimson CD compilation, A Wurlitzer Christmas. Back over to Los Angeles, where I believe this year the temperature over the holiday season is actually lower than in New York, and to the Nethercutt collection in Sylmar. This is Chris Elliott with Mel Torme's 1946 hit, The Christmas Song.
Thank you.
Johnny Marks, the composer of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, wrote some 6 very successful Christmas songs, of which Rudolph became the second bestseller of all time, after Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Rob Richards was playing the Walker Digital Theatre Organ, then in the Millhouse Museum in Boca Raton, Florida. The traditional carol O Tannenbaum, meaning O Christmas Tree, is based on a German folk song and only became associated with the tree in the early 20th century. This is Dick Liebert playing the Wurlitzer in Radio City Music Hall in 1987. Buddy Cole with Jingle Bells, composed by J.S. Pierpoint in 1857 as One Horse Open Sleigh, and intended to be sung at Thanksgiving, not Christmas. The original lyrics were quite racy for the day, but they too were altered when the change in emphasis occurred. To close today's Christmas weekend edition of Hot Pipes, here's 2 short pieces from Jelani Ennington on the Robert Morton, then in the Vandermolen residence in Wheaton, Illinois, and David Harris playing the grand piano. The first of which is the Chinese dance from the Nutcracker Suite. Thank you. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and that comes from both myself and my wife, Pauline. I'm looking forward to presenting another great year of the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. This is Steve Ashley, signing off for the year. Bye for now.